Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back to Drive on KFH. Wichita lineman from Glen Campbell. Music courtesy of the Wichita Eagles, Denise Neal, this week. As we trudge ahead with Jeff Pass. Oh, my goodness. I just lost Jeff Pass.
What'd you do?
Let's give him a call back. Hit the wrong button.
Listen, uh-oh.
I'll own up to my mistakes.
Yeah, no, they're pretty far apart now, the air and the drop button, so you shouldn't be making that mistake.
I'll own up to my mistakes.
Fair enough.
I almost said one that happened 36 years, but I'm not going to go there.
Really?
You are the best creation of my life.
Thank you. Pretty much your only creation.
What do you mean?
Have you had others? Have you ever created anything else?
Nah, not really.
Not really.
Nah, just do what I do from day to day. I apologize for my ridiculous mistake, Jeff, of cutting you off. How are you today?
I was going to say, you totally hung up on me.
Yeah, well, these things happen as you get older, and I'll own up to it. Thanks for being with us. We're happy to have you. As we approach the All-Star game here very shortly, just a few games left before the break, give us one or two or three of your takeaways from the season so far.
Oh, my goodness. That's awfully
general.
That's
an open-ended question, yes.
I would say so. Well, I'd say the best teams in baseball right now are probably the Dodgers and the Yankees. Yankees have the best record, or the second best record, best tied for the best record with the Twins in the American League, just percentage points there. And the best record in baseball belongs to the Dodgers. They're the best run differential, too. They are a juggernaut of a team, and they're only going to get better. They've got really, really good young prospects who they can bring up. They can make some trades to get a couple of relief pitchers, and they're going to be a lot to deal with. In terms of individuals, boy, Cody Bellinger with the Dodgers is having some kind of year. He's still hitting over 350. He has a chance to win the Triple Crown this year, along with Christian Yelich, who's putting up absurd numbers himself. And the home run derby, I'm looking forward to seeing Pete Alonso and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You know, you could put a home run derby full of rookies out there, and it would be incredibly entertaining. But there's a lot of power in the game, and the ball is really flying.
We almost see a home run derby every night, though.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, the ball's different. I mean, that's obvious at this point, and something that Major League Baseball has to address, because it is, to me, it is the biggest issue in the game right now. The game has changed, and I don't know if it's for the better.
I guess I will ask you about the All-Star game and the voting in particular. It seems like, depending on what side of the argument you fall on, it seems to have worked to get performance-based players into the voting mix outside of just, you know, the typical traditional star-level players. So do you like that Robinson Chirinos and Tommy La Stella and Jorge Polanco are in this mix, or would you rather it just be all the traditional star types?
You know, it's a really interesting question. I think the performance stuff has taken root in recent years. I don't know if that's the changes necessarily in the All-Star voting that they have this year, where you have finalists, and right now the finalist vote is going on to pick among the three players at each position who's going to represent each league. I think if you're trying to sell baseball, you sell baseball with stars, and stars are not necessarily the people who are having the best year. But at the same time, you also want to reward the guys who are having breakout years. And the ones you bring up, I think, are all reasonable All-Star candidates. I don't know. I do have Jorge Polanco. I think he's been the best shortstop in the American League this year. But if I'm putting together a team right now, I don't think Robin Chirinos is on it, and I don't think Tommy Listel is on it either.
Jeff Passan, our guest, lead baseball writer for ESPN.com. You've written extensively about netting, and I was hoping this was a hot topic two or three weeks ago after the young fan was injured. It's still a hot topic for me and a lot of others. I see that one team was at the White Sox, has already extended netting. How many of the 30 teams are going to do that, and will it be eventually a mandate from MLB?
All 30 of them are going to do it. It's just a matter of when they commit to it. And the fact that all 30 haven't committed to it yet at this point, I think, is a shame. When you look at the scope of what has happened, a woman died last year at Dodger Stadium. The girl who got hit during the Cubs game with the Astros a few weeks back, a lawyer came out today saying that she had a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. I mean, it's just wrong that the nets are not in place. And I understand why some fans don't want them. I was at a baseball game last night. I was at Yankee Stadium last night, and I was sitting in the stands with my family. And we were behind netting because I would not buy a ticket without netting in front of me anymore. In fact, a ball got hit toward me and nailed me on the hand, and my finger is stinging today. And I was sitting probably 300 feet from home plate. And the idea that you can have line drives at 100-plus miles per hour going at people and they can be put in danger, I think it's just, there's a moral wrong in that. And a moral wrong that no person catching a foul ball can rectify. If those are the two things you're putting against each other, and I think they are, those two things being adults wanting to catch foul balls or even kids wanting to catch foul balls and kids and adults potentially suffering injuries, they'll buy a freaking baseball. And let's keep the kids safe.
So, Jeff, we're about a month away from the trading deadline, which is now the only trading deadline. No waiver deadline on August 31st this year. It's just July 31st. So with so many teams now having to make that decision earlier about whether they're buyers, sellers, stand pat, do you think then the moves will start earlier? Will we see moves at the beginning of July? Or will teams, do you think, just wait till the end and try to gauge it then?
You know, we've seen early moves in the past, and I think those are possible. I do think there's going to be a pretty heavy frenzy of deals that go down, though, because teams only have a finite amount of time to improve themselves. And when you have a finite amount of time and you don't have that window in August, you better get your business in order as early as you possibly can and use those last 2 months. And so teams, I think, understand that. They just need to figure out really what their positions are, and having an earlier trade deadline means that teams that make a run in August can't go out and do anything to augment themselves. They've got to make a commitment before July 31st. Are we buyers or are we sellers?
Jeff Passan, our guest from ESPN and ESPN.com. Are we really going to have a Rays team that spends half its season in Tampa and half of its season in Montreal? I can't make that work in my brain. Is that really a possibility?
Well, why not? Let me hear the argument, because I think they're perfectly salient arguments in both
I think there's a great argument to build a stadium in Tampa and a great argument to have a team in Montreal. I don't understand how it's going to work in both places. Is a fan base really going to get attached to that team in both cities?
I think a fan base gets attached to a team if the team is attached to the fan base. And I think there are ways to leverage it so that the fans in Tampa and St. Petersburg don't feel like they're left high and dry every year. But I also think that that is a perfectly reasonable question to ask. Getting the stadium built in Tampa, to me, is the bigger question. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. And they've not just struggled at it for a decade now, but failed at it. And when you have those kinds of failures, it makes selling them on the idea of having a team there for only 35, 40 games a year that much more difficult to do.
Let's talk about Bryce Harper. He had an okay year, still getting on base a lot. They've started to move him to the leadoff spot occasionally to try to jumpstart not just him, but that offense, which has suffered without Andrew McCutchen now. How do we judge Bryce Harper now that he signed what was the biggest contract in sports history?
I think it's too early. I mean, he's going to be around for 13 years. So saying that the first 3 months or so of his career is indicative of anything is a bit early to jump. But he hasn't been the superstar that they'd hoped he'd be. And, boy, if you're locked in for that long, you hope you see signs of that at some point. Because if you don't, over the long term, that's going to be a really problematic thing.
My God, I'll be 77 at the end of that contract. I just did the math. That's not pleasant. Before we let you go,
I was going to say, I'm going to be in my 50s by the end of that contract.
I don't want to hear that.
Really unpleasant. My God.
Before I let you go, Jeff, I do want to ask you a specific question. It's a little bit self-indulgent. The Cardinals are just a 500 team or thereabouts. Again, this is the fourth year in a row they've really failed to gain a lot of traction, although their front office says that they're trying, their ownership's trying. What's missing in St. Louis right now?
What's missing in St. Louis is talent. And, you know, when Jordan Hicks goes down and Andrew Miller isn't what you were expecting him to be when he signed as a free agent, and your starting rotation just isn't there or isn't there the way that you'd like it to be, it makes it really difficult. This is not as good of a team as the Cubs. This is not as good of a team as the Brewers. And the Cardinals have a choice to make. They can either go for it right now or they can step back, reassess, and try to knock this thing down. But it's not in their DNA to do that. This is not an organization that starts over. And I can't remember the last time that the Cardinals did. They just also haven't developed any superstars. And, you know, trading for Paul Goldschmidt was a really solid move, but he hasn't been great. And, you know, Matt Carpenter's been fine and Paul DeJong's been good. But the Marcelo Ozuna move, that hasn't made quite the splash that they'd hoped for either. So there's just a paucity of talent there compared to the rest of the teams in the division, and talent's going to win when it's all said and done.
All right, on that depressing note, we appreciate having some time from Jeff Passan from ESPN and ESPN.com. Jeff, have a good day and week.
Thanks, Bob. Same to you, buddy.
All right, Jeff Passan, our guest. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll get to movies, culture, pop culture, you name it. Mike Furches knows it. He's our guest next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.